This is Matt Rice with Marketline Report for February 14th. The livestock market has been holding on as prices fluctuate after last week's USDA report came to a close. Here's Scott Shellady from the floor of the CME to explain his read on the cattle market.
Really what we started off looking at this morning here was live cattle. Yesterday's USDA report kind of revised production a little higher. So as you can see, cattle starting to melt it. It started to melt towards the end of the day late today. And I think, really, we didn't have any new buyers. We just were peppering the market with sellers. And the market just kind of started to roll over.
Let's start with the Chicago markets. July wheat prices closed the day up 4 at 4.78 and a quarter. Chicago July corn prices were up 1.5 to finish the day at 3.89 and a quarter. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for August new crop were unchanged to up 4 and a quarter, ranging from 4.67 to 4.84 and a quarter. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for May were up 6.25, ranging from 559.5 to 564.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for May were up a quarter, ranging from 670.5 to 7 even. June live cattle finished the day down 72.5 cents at 103.45. May feeder cattle also down 82.5 cents on the day at 120.95. March class 3 milk was down 9 cents at 16.91. This is Matt Rice with today's Marketline Report. Thanks for joining us. For more on markets, go to aginfo.net, or you can always follow the Ag Information Network of the West on Facebook or Twitter.